you're in Cleveland, you're trying to win. You're not trying to build for 3 years now. Ray Farmer understands that. Trust me. Ray Farmer's a good GM, and he'll do the right thing. But they're trying to win now.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Radio City Music Hall in New York City on ESPN 850 WKNR and online at clevelandbrowns.com.
Now is the time to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets at the best prices available. And you can, of course, go to visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today, again, at First Energy Stadium, the newly renovated First Energy Stadium, which will be the place to be for Browns games. You're going to see new Browns on this football team after, well, Saturday, but starting tonight with the first round of the draft. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura here at Radio City Music Hall in New York. And you heard the voice of Herman Edwards of ESPN, the former Kansas City Chiefs coach, knows Ray Farmer very well from KC, and he made those comments. It's about winning now, and that's the mandate, and that is exactly what Ray Farmer is all about. All right, we're going to get into our mock draft and get this thing rolling right now, version 4.0. And the way we're going to do it again is Nathan and I are going to alternate picks. I'll start it off with the Houston Texans, and at the top of the draft, Nathan, I am taking Khalil Mack, the linebacker from Buffalo. I think he's the better fit than Jadeveon Clowney for that Texans defense.
At number 2 overall, the St. Louis Rams are going to select Greg Robinson, tackle, Auburn.
And at 3, the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock, and I think Browns fans are going to really love this because I don't have them taking Sammy Watkins. I've got him taking Jadeveon Clowney right there, the defensive end for South Carolina. I think he'll fit Gus Bradley's defense very nicely.
The Browns are up now at 4, and this is where I think the trade could happen, but for our purposes here today, there will be no trade, and the Browns pull a shocker and take 6'5" wide receiver Mike Evans from Texas A&M.
Wow, that is a shocker. I love it, though. I'm aboard with that. Totally, that would be such a great pick. Okay, then we go to pick number 5, and that would be the Oakland Raiders. Hard for me to now pass up. Unfortunately for, the Browns weren't going to get this guy later on because they've got their guy now in Mike Evans, according to our draft. So Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver from Clemson, will go right here to the Raiders at number 5.
At 6, the Atlanta Falcons, a team that was looking heavily at Mack, but with Mack and Clowney both off the board, no trade-up happening. They need to protect Matt Ryan. They get a franchise tackle in Jake Matthews from Texas A&M.
Makes a lot of sense. And then we move on to pick number 7. And this is where I have John Football going. Johnny Manziel goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at pick number 7.
Johnny Football taking his talents down south there. At number 8, the Minnesota Vikings on the clock now. Johnny Football off the clock, off the board. I think they're looking to shore up their defensive line, and a lot of things I've heard, Aaron Donald seems to be one of the big risers in the draft right now. So Aaron Donald, defensive tackle from Pittsburgh, goes 8th overall to Minnesota.
That leaves the Buffalo Bills picking at 9. I'm going to go with Taylor Lewan, the offensive tackle from Michigan. They need that kind of help there.
And then that gets us to number 10. The Lions probably disappointed at this point that both Evans and Watkins are off the board. I think they have their eye on one of those two players. If they can, they're going to go cornerback, address their other need there, and take Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State to finish out our top 10 in this draft as we roll through.
Yeah, that finishes it out. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. So Khalil Mack first, Greg Robinson second, Jadeveon Clowney third. We go with Mike Evans to the Browns at
and,
number
and let me, because people are going to say, well, where does that come from? First of all, I have no idea if that's what's going to happen, but when I look at the landscape of these two wide receivers, I love Sammy Watkins, but when I'm thinking about a situation with Josh Gordon, with my man Flash that's out there, if something were, God forbid, to happen with Josh Gordon, I think you want to have that 6'5" guy out there to still be that number one receiver type.
Physically, he's a true number one. I don't know if physically Sammy Watkins would be considered a true number one in a configuration with Josh Gordon on the team.
Sure.
But when you look at them side by side, I think Sammy Watkins is an excellent receiver, and I think ultimately maybe he's a number one type of guy for some team, and could end up being if the Browns have him and things go wrong with Gordon as far as a suspension is concerned. Yeah, that's something you got to have in your back pocket. But I'm with you 100% that Mike Evans would be the pick there. You don't have to defend that. I think that's very clear. The Oakland Raiders at 5, that's where I went with Sammy Watkins because Evans was off the board. And then 6, the Atlanta Falcons, Jake Matthews, offensive tackle, Texas A&M. The Buccaneers, I got him taking Johnny Manziel from Texas A&M. And then at 8, Minnesota, you went with
Aaron Donald,
right, the defensive tackle from Pitt. The Bills go with Taylor Lewan. The Lions come in with a cornerback, Justin Gilbert, Oklahoma State. Those are our picks from 1 through 10. 216-578-0850. You also tweet us, by the way,
at Browns underscore
Daily. Right. And let's get to John in Dallas with us right now. Hello, John.
Finally, it's draft day, and it's finally no more Mary Kay Cabot Day and no more mock draft day.
That's right, no more. It is time for the real deal. That's what we're all excited about.
With Nathan's speculation of Watkins being a backup maybe to Gordon in case he misses a urine test, that same can be told for Hoyer, the quarterback with a bum knee, and he's played 3 games. In one of those 3 games, he threw 3 interceptions. Go Johnny Football, bring him to Cleveland, go Browns.
Okay. You know, and there certainly is a lot of thought about that, and that's what we were talking about, the quarterback position. Now that we're in New York, Vic, and the reason that I moved away from a quarterback at 4 is, number one, I don't believe the Browns have that conviction about a quarterback there, but the sense that you're getting here is that the quarterbacks are going to slide a little bit, and you're going to have an opportunity to get a very good one, either at 26 or by moving back up if you're the Cleveland Browns to secure that player.
I think there's some legitimacy to that. My inclination would still be that I'm not ruling out that they have a quarterback in mind that they want, and if you've got the pick of all the quarterbacks when the fourth pick comes up, give at least strong consideration to doing it there. My pick would still not be Johnny Manziel, but I can hear what John is saying and others saying, you know, get the quarterback when you can get the quarterback. Dale in Akron with us now. Hello, Dale. Dale, you there? No Dale in Akron?
No Dale.
Okay.
And, you know, we go over to those wide receivers. I'm at the point now where I feel pretty comfortable that whoever if the Browns were to take Watkins at 4, Evans goes 5. If Evans goes 4, Watkins goes 5. I'm getting a very strong sense that the Oakland Raiders are going to be taking a receiver with that 5th pick.
All right. Yeah, no, I think you're probably right about that. All right, we're going to go to Berea soon. Yeah, we're going to go to Berea because in a few minutes, we're going to have Sal Palantonio, the ESPN reporter who is embedded with the Browns for ESPN's coverage of the draft. He actually arrived on Tuesday, so he's been there these last few days gathering information, and I sat with him for a while. I know he had time with Mike Pettine, with Ray Farmer. I think he was trying to sit down with Jimmy Haslam, just getting all that he can get to talk about what the Browns might do. We'll get Sal's thoughts. They're always lively, always interesting. Coming up next on this Football Thursday, this Draft Day edition.
Draft Day Thursday.
It's here.
Finally.
Finally on ESPN 850 WKNR.